cat name on the gram.
This is what you get.
Spike on the mic, all forms social media, MIC.
This is what you get.
Greg, you wanted to update me about a concert, some concert Spike had. What concert?
Oh, man, I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
There you go. Hey.
Hold on, Greg. I promise you the problem was not on my end.
Yeah, really.
I mean, like, there you go. Like, I got the janky setup, Spike.
it's that other guy. It's always the other guy.
Yeah, man. Right? Go ahead.
Yeah, I saw a Heart and Cheap Trick on Friday night.
Oh, did you now?
And, about halfway through Heart's set.
I know where you're going.
I thought of you.
I'll tell you why. And I only know because Galvin, who was also at the concert, sent me video of midway through Heart decided to do David Bowie's Let's Dance.
Yes, they did.
The video that Galvin sent me didn't give me the full context. Were they in the middle of a song and just broke out with Let's Dance, or did they do the song in its entirety?
They did a Led Zeppelin David Bowie 2-song medley.
Oh.
And Let's Dance was in the back half of it.
Okay, I gotcha.
I'm pointing to the stage and going, damn, Mo would love this.
Yes, I would have. Absolutely. I'd have been, woohoo!
It completely surprised me. I'm like, whoa, because I'm used to the girls doing Led Zeppelin covers at every concert.
Right, right. They're highly influenced by Zeppelin. Yes, Heart was.
I've been going to see Heart since 1978.
Right.
So they blew us away back then when they finished the show with Rock and Roll.
Right.
And but I tell you what, for a couple of, as a matter of fact, all four headlining people at that concert, they're all grandparents. I take my hat off to them.
Sure. I mean, aren't the Wilson sisters, aren't they in their 70s?
Yes, Nancy is 74 and Ann is 75.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing, amazing.
And here's the other thing that I find amazing about them still touring. Off of their first two big albums, Dreamboat Annie and Little Queen,
right?
They already have generational wealth.
Sure.
They don't have to tour.
No.
They do it for us.
Yeah, and you got to love that.
And you could feel that coming out, you know, to the crowd.
Nice.
And I was surprised that every damned available seat at Amalie Arena had an ass in it.
Well, understand something, too.
Of course.
And with Cheap Trick, the opening act, you've got a headlining act as well. You're really seeing two headlining acts, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Cheap Trick is a legacy band. Absolutely.
And, again, two grandparents.
Yeah. Yeah,
Robin Zander and Rick Nielsen.
Right, you're right. Listen, Greg, thank you for the concert update. And yes, I was aware that Ann and Nancy showed a little bit of love to David Bowie, as they should have.
All right, buddy.
All right, appreciate you, Greg. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Hey, you think Greg know you got a show on Saturdays?
Listen, Spike, just because I have a Saturday rock show don't mean we still talk. We'll talk with whatever the listeners want to talk about, Spike. Whatever they want.
I ain't
mad. Now, I was exclusively. Not everybody listens. You got to remember people's listening habits. A lot of people listen on the way to work, on the way from work, blah, blah, blah. Saturdays, a lot of people, I don't listen to the radio on Saturdays. I listen to my...
But I understand that point.
My point is, if they want to talk about the concert, they can't do it on a Saturday, even though
a rock show and they want to talk about rock, they should do it on a Saturday.
But not, if they don't indulge radio on a Saturday,
why not?
How can it?
The radio didn't move.
Yeah, but they don't. Their schedule doesn't allow it. They're doing stuff, Spike. They're doing stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call your show and talk about fishing.
No. It's exclusively rock. This show here is not exclusively anything. We talk about anything, Spike.
Okay, right, okay.
What was I going to say? Okay, so Sunday, the 29th, the last Sunday in June, my birthday week, because my birthday is the 26th, I decided...
So the last Sunday in June is the
30th. Oh, 30th. I'm sorry. 30th. Thank you. 30th. The 30th, I decided, I was like, well, what do I want to do for my birthday? I don't want to have any birthday, you know, shenanigans or whatever. I never really do that and or like that.
You know, you don't have to have something on your birthday.
I know, but I wanted to do something. So I sent BT a text, the owner, operator, proprietor of Size Splitters, and I said, hey, give me a Sunday that you have free, and I want to do a headlining show. And I was talking to, you were out, when was the last show we did? The last show we did.
I was out Friday.
You were out Friday. Mo DeWitt was in. Attorney Mo DeWitt, who was one of the chief sponsors of the Cat Named Mo show. By the way, did I tell you Marcello wants you to pull that audio? Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, can you do that for me so sure. I can get it to him for his website? He was in, and I was talking about the show, and he was like, I'll sponsor it. And I had a name for the show, but I'm changing it. I'm not going to give it.
I'm sorry. I was watching some on baseball. Yeah. What show?
Give me 5 minutes of your attention. Okay. And so he's going to be sponsoring it. He's printing up the T-shirts. We're going to have some merch and everything. Oh, and we're going big. And his boy, Forrest, is shooting the whole thing. We're going to do a little two-camera shoot. In the audience. So my question to you is, Spike, the last time I attempted to shoot a stand-up special for streaming, we the show went fine, but the audio was horrible. We had where I was only able to release certain clips where the audio was not problematic because correct. One of the cameras had zero audio. It was all scratchy and whatever. The last time I attempted this, you did 5 minutes up front. One joke that was 5 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
If I recall, and I do recall correctly because I got it on tape. I wish the audio was better with that. Otherwise, I'd have put that son of a bitch out. But will you be wanting to throw another five, perhaps 10?
No. That's 7. Let's split the difference.
7 minutes?
Maybe 5 to 7, yeah.
You literally have, and when I say literally, I mean you literally have, it's 2 months away. You literally have 2 months to write 7 minutes.
Done. I can
perfected.
Do that.
All right. So can I say that on the bill, making his, we're going to say that the first time was a practice run, making his stand-up debut will be one Spike on
about
the mic.
Continuing his stand-up tour.
No, we can't say that. First off, it's too long. Secondly, there's no
continuing his tour.
Spike, you,
what did you want to call it?
You got stop before you start.
But what did you want to call it?
Make stand-up debut.
Stand-up debut.
Yeah.
Continuing his tour. Mine's
is continuing. Continuing is the one word, but it's four syllables already. No. Also, there is marquee value in debut. Debut. People want to say, oh, well, we get to see Spike the first time he's on stage.
But that's not true.
I saw your act, Spike. Technically, it is.
No, I don't understand.
Technically, it is.
No.
This will be the first time you do comedy. Okay, so making your comedic debut.
Me.
You are right in that it's not going to be your first time on stage, but this is going to be your first time doing comedy.
No, I did it the first time.
No, you were on stage, Mike.
No, I laughed.
You laughed. The audience was dumbfounded. This will be your, so making.
All right, so I write something so I don't dumbfound the audience.
Yeah, there you go. And Spike, within 7 minutes, try and have, at the very least, 5-6 jokes.
Done.
You can't do 5 minutes, have one joke, and not even really have a punchline.
Your hero does.
Ooh-wee, who?
Chappelle.
No, Chappelle's funny as he's telling the stories. And Chappelle always has a punchline that is always hilarious.
Mine was a punch. It was a hilarious punch. Yeah. It always knocks everybody down.
Spike, I'm going to paraphrase.
I can't believe you thought so highly of me do it again.
I'm going to paraphrase. Right. What the hell was the name of that bar in Purple Rain? I'm going to paraphrase the bartender from that bar in Purple Rain. Spike, your joke's only funny to yourself.
You really paraphrase. You say nobody like your songs.
Oh, no. Spike, nobody like your jokes but yourself. What the hell was the name? That is going to drive me nuts.
Oh, I don't know the name of it.
Yeah, like one, not one way. I forget.
Yeah, I couldn't. I never knew the name of the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So woo! All right, so I'm going to get me an outfit and everything.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm telling you, you have 2 months to prepare. And I will put mm-hmm. you in the advertisements, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Now here's a million-dollar question. Am I getting paid?
Absolutely not.
Well, then, hold on a second.
How would you?
You know, like, I'm considered talent now.
What you are not considered is a professional. Okay.
But if I get paid,
you don't get. Listen,
you getting paid.
Listen, this. My deal is my deal.
I'm making a deal.
You got to talk to the manager of the show.
Where the hell is the phone number?
That's what you got to do. You got to talk to the manager of the show. I don't know.
You're the manager, ain't you?
Yeah.
All right, I'm talking to him.
What would you like to know?
Mr. Manager?
Yeah.
Can I get paid for this
gig? No. Absolutely. Listen, this is what I'll tell you. I will throw you, a nominal fee. I'll throw you a nominal fee.
Nominal.
Nominal. Well, I would
like
throw you.
Like phenomenal?
Well, no, I'm going to throw you what an open micer would make. You know?
You understand that this isn't my first rodeo.
You understand that you're not even an open micer yet, Spike.
Yeah, I'm going to start opening mics.
This is what I would suggest.
Spike, open the mic.
I would suggest you go to some of the open mics on Sundays. Well, I would go to one or two. And workshop some of that material at size. But as
out there first, then people will hear it.
Nobody's gonna beat it. Nobody goes to open mic, nice bike, but other well, then, open
what,
open
what
mic.
Is workshop,
you know who goes open mic? You do it in front of the open. You'll do it in front of open mic because, and a lot of times there are comedians that have been doing it for years and they just want to workshop some new.
This
material.
Is Sunday the 30th.
Yeah, Sunday.
I'm putting it in my calendar.
Sunday the 30th. Yes, we're gonna be Spike four p.m. show. 4 p.m. show. Sunday the 30th. I had a choice between 4 and 8, and I'm like, I don't want people bumped up against going into work and being done with the day. 4 sounded like really, really, really good. You can go out to eat dinner afterwards. You can eat something before, whatever. So put
it's
it down.
My phone now.
It's not up. It's not up on the Side Splitters website, I don't believe, just yet, because I'm putting together the promotional material. I'll release the name. My boy John Johnson, the graphic artist for, you know, WDED for the Bowie project and for the upcoming film that we're in pre-production on is doing the poster. Right, poster so going to be bad.
I'm going to start writing some of my material.
And again, I would also, I believe, start going to some open mic sessions and doing what you need to do. To get that seven. Let's say 5 to 7. Yeah, you know,
I run the light. And see, that's what you guys understand. Professional what are we? Professional comedians.
You don't even. You can't even say the word, let alone do it.
Professional comedians. They normally don't like to run the light.
What do you mean, run the light? What are you trying to say?
Oh, so you don't know? So okay, let me explain it before you do it. You're going to name it something else. Like when you're on stage and the guy in the back flashes the light at you, let you know that it's time for you to shut up.
Yeah, that's called getting the light.
I know, but if you go past it, what's that called? Running the light. It is 100. Like if the guy flashes me and they say, okay, you got 1 minute, and then I talk for three more minutes.
That's called going over.
They call it running the light.
It's called. I've been in comedy. Yeah, some 25, 30 odd years. I've never heard anybody. The only thing I've ever heard is you went over. Don't do that again. You went over. I've never heard anybody go, hey man, stop running the lights. I have in 30 years of stand ups, Mike. I've heard a lot of times, yo, you went over. That's what they call it.
They go my punchline.
Man, oh man. Good Lord. Hey, you're on the Cat Day Mo Show. What's up?
Hey, Mo, this is Riv. Spike,
hey, Riv.
How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, I guess you answered my question just as it was ringing. I heard you say that it's not quite, the tickets aren't for sale quite yet.
No. BT has it on the books and said, now listen, I don't know. You may be able to call and get tickets for it now. I just haven't posted anything about it because I'm waiting on art from my boy John Johnson. So, if you want to call and see, but I'll definitely let you know when the link is live. I haven't posted any link. I'll hit BT up and see if it's live.
Right on. As far as Spike, too, your first time up there was probably like an open mic gig. This will be your debut, I think.
No, it'll still be like an open mic gig. I mean, it'll still have the very distinct flavor of an open micer.
No, my first time on was just that I got managed like an open mic because I didn't get paid.
No, you didn't get managed like an open
mic. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Well, I was supposed to pay you to tell, for telling one joke over the course of five minutes. And not getting a laugh at the end. No, man, you owe me money. That's how I listen, look at it.
I already got the name of my set.
Rib, will you be? That's fine. I have a name for the show. Rib, will you be there?
I absolutely will be there because it is a Sunday. Yes.
All right.
Just can't go up during the week because it's just hectic going across. You know, we're on this side of the bridge. So.
Yeah, when I was thinking about it, he had the Saturday 8 open, and I'm just like, I wanted it to be something that more people could come out and see. So, you know, there you go. All right, Rip, thanks. We'll see you on the 30th, my friend.
Can't
more people come on a Sunday? On a Saturday?
A Saturday 8, you know, people typically have plans. I don't know. Yeah, they can.
Sunday is a wind down time.
Not at 4. If you wind it down at 4 o'clock on a Sunday, you ain't. You don't need.
What are you doing at Sunday at 4?
I start winding down Saturday evening, and I don't stop until Monday.
So you just proved my point.
On Sunday, I'm completely wound down by the time I wake up. There ain't no winding down.
So that's what I'm saying. So Sunday's the wind down time. All right, so I'll also help boost ticket sales. Because I'm going to tell people I'm on the bill. The first time, I didn't want to tell anyone because... You know, I was a little...
Well, you're on there. You're definitely on there.
What's in my set going to be called?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Listen, get your merch ready. I mean, I let you sell merch.
I got thousands back on the mic shirts I need to get rid of.
No. I understand something. You don't get front row placement on the merch.
You got top shelf?
You selling yours behind the club.
Can I see outside the door?
You know that door by the kitchen where they throw the slop water out? What I'm going to say to you is stand far over to the left so you don't get the slop water on you when they throw.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want to come see that? Or you want to come see me?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so.